Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're talking about plastic surgery, as it seems that over half of the plastic surgery patients visiting South Korean doctors are Chinese.
Yeah, and so plastic surgery, just to give you a quick definition, is a medical specialty concerned with the correction or restoration of form and function of the human body. So this can be cosmetic or aesthetic surgery, but could also include non-elective medical surgery that is required, for example, if you have a severe burns or a broken bones or things like that.
整形手术 plastic surgery 指的可不光是美容类的手术，还可以指医疗上用的，比如说伤痕的去除等等。
In the term plastic surgery, plastic actually refers to sculpting or reshaping, which is derived from the Greek plastike, which means the art of modeling of malleable flesh. And so the actual surgical definition of plastic first appeared in 1839, which actually predates the actual modern use of plastic, which is, you know, a substance made from petroleum. So in this sense, plastic surgery isn't talking about, you know, the material plastic. It's talking about how the human body is malleable. You can change how it looks.
Right. 我们一般都觉得 plastic 是塑料的意思，但是它的另外一个意思，也就是塑形或者是雕塑。其实比塑料开始应用还要更早70年。
And so treatments for plastic repair of a broken nose are first mentioned in the Edwin Smith Papyrus, which is a transcription from an ancient Egyptian medical text dating to the Old Kingdom of ancient Egypt from 3000 to 2500 BC. And reconstructive surgery techniques were also being carried out in India by around 800 BC. So we can see that these types of techniques are actually very, very old.
Wow, 原来在四五千年以前就有过重塑鼻子这样的整形手术了。
Okay, and so now let's take a look at some different types of plastic surgery. So one of the more common ones is called skin grafting, and basically you take skin from the recipient or from a donor, and then you basically just stitch it back on to the recipient.
最常见的一种整形手术实际上是植皮，也叫做 skin grafting.
Mm-hmm. And there's also reconstructive plastic surgery, which is used to correct functional impairments caused by burns or traumatic injuries, congenital abnormalities, or perhaps even cancer or tumors.
重建类的整形手术呢，包括治疗烧伤，甚至还包括切除肿瘤。
And now we come to probably the most well-known aspect of plastic surgery, and that is cosmetic surgery, sometimes called aesthetic surgery, or perhaps even elective plastic surgery. So abdominoplasty, or it's just a tummy tuck, which you might have heard of, it's basically just a reshaping and firming of the stomach area.
腹部塑形 Actually, this is different from liposuction, right?
Yes, it's different from liposuction. So liposuction is literally just taking fat out of certain areas, sucking it out.
这跟我们通常所说的吸脂术还是不太一样的。
Yeah, and so I think also one of the types of surgeries that many of our female listeners will probably be familiar with is the blepharoplasty or eyelid surgery.
Blepharoplasty, 就是开双眼皮的手术。
And then there is the mammoplasty, which can include breast implants, breast reductions, and even a mastoplasty, which is a breast lift.
Mammoplasty 可不光是指隆胸手术，还有缩胸手术。
And then there's the ever popular rhinoplasty or nose job, which is exactly what it sounds like, just making your nose look different.
Right. Rhinoplasty 是针对鼻子的整形手术。
And then there's the rhytectomy, which is basically just a facelift, so removes wrinkles and signs of aging.
脸部的这个除皱术，这叫做 rhytectomy.
And so that can include a neck lift, it can include a browplasty or brow lift, it can also include a mid-face lift or a cheek lift.
Okay, 颈部除皱、前额的除皱或者是面部的除皱都可以包括在它之内。Actually, talking about all these kinds of plastic surgery kind of turns me off towards any sort of these procedures. Are you going to go through any of these?
No, I don't think I ever will. If my wife decides one day that she wants to, I think my main concern would be the cost and safety. Otherwise, you know, I don't think I'd have too much of a problem.
Ah, great. That's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.